I got a big fucking, I got a big week ahead of me.
You gotta glue your puzzle.
I gotta glue my puzzle. I gotta get the other puzzle out.
Mm-hmm. This is nice. People, I think, are really liking the puzzle updates.
I gotta go to AutoZone. I got a big day at AutoZone today.
What do you gotta get?
I gotta get a bunch of brake fluid, but more importantly, I gotta argue. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna argue with. Like giving them a hard time.
Pick me up some power steering fluid?
Sure.
I'm feeling like it's not turning. Maybe my arms are getting weaker.
You're getting weaker.
Yeah,
because it's a girl's car, so.
I do drive a pink Miata.
So it's not giving you enough resistance. Arms are atrophying.
That's a gay man's car. That's not a woman's car.
It's a woman's car. A bug?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, the new Beetle that came with the flower. That's like an old bit. That's like a postmenopausal substitute teacher kind of car.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a woman that stopped wearing a bra in the 70s. And mm-hmm. Probably that was a mistake.
Is a woman's car like with those, you know, kids' cars you have to run on the ground with?
Like a Flintstones car. Those are Flintstones cars. No, a woman's car is like a C-class station wagon or an E-class. You have a C-class station wagon.
Because I'm humble.
Yeah.
E is actually what Carmelo Soprano drove. I'm not quite at that level.
Right.
Oh, what's that? The one named after the pepper. The Cayenne, the Porsche Cayenne, that's a woman's car.
No, that's the SUV you mean?
Yeah, that's a woman's car.
Any luxury brand SUV, with the exception of the G-Wagon, is a woman's car.
And it comes with G-Wagon, it already has like the pimp. Christian fish on the back when you buy it.
That's cool.
The little stick drawing of the family.
Mm-hmm. I love G-Wagons. Dude, we should get matching G-Wagons.
You better believe my pussy works.
You
best believe your white mayo ass at my...
Yeah.
I have a Bernie sticker on my car still.
Oh,
nice.
Keep fucking up, not taking it off.
Mm. No, dude. Just cover it up with
not dry China. Like a dickhead, too. I'm getting yelled at by pedestrians. I'm really fucking his rep up.
Yeah. I did it smart. I got the Bernie car magnet.
Whoa.
So the second the South Carolina primary was over, I ripped it off.
You can put it, take it on and off.
And I'm black-pilled now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It feels so good.
I'm going to get a couple of Modi bumper stickers.
Yeah, I'm going to get some Duterte bumper stickers. We got a, guys, we have a guest on the show today.
Oh, right. We always forget that. I forget to do that.
Yeah, it's Caleb.
I just start talking about the puzzle.
It's our friend Caleb Pitts.
Hey.
From Wilmington, North Carolina.
Whoa, you remembered,
Dude, we're
very
friends.
Sweet.
We're good friends.
Yeah, no, that's nice. Yeah.
Where's that, right near the beach or near the mountains?
No,
it's near
right
the beach.
Near the beach.
Yeah.
I'm from the mountains.
It's the Irie part.
Okay. We're not very Irie, though. Mm. It's like, it's basically Myrtle Beach.
Everyone says North Carolina is like, they're like, North Carolina's awesome because they're comparing it to South Carolina. But North
Carolina, South Carolina is awesome.
Tread lightly. It's awesome.
No, it's awesome. It's fucking boring, dude.
It's cool. We have breweries. We got tons of breweries.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever had a peanut butter beer? They got them.
Every shit place.
The entire state kind of feels like a planned community.
Mm-hmm. It's getting worse and worse. It's becoming like a place where like people from up here move more.
Right.
Yeah.
But the most boring people from up here.
Yeah, no, that's actually the coolest people.
Really?
Yeah, real cool, real badass.
A lot of like lib parents, instead of like boomers, instead of going to Florida, they go to like Asheville.
Yeah.
That's
a
move these days.
Well, Asheville's cool, but that's, I haven't been there in 13
Isn't
years.
Asheville just like a drum circle kind of place?
Sort of. I mean, I got more like kind of like Portland-y vibes, which I guess if you
I've barely left my hometown in North Carolina.
Yeah,
I haven't seen much of it.
Uh-huh.
I've been to Leland.
Where's that?
It's where I live. There's a Walmart. There's a whole town.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a Walmart town.
Yeah. It's a lot of those.
It's named after Bruce Lee. A lot of Chinese people in that area of North Carolina.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, a lot of really brilliant people come from that state.
Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking.
Michael Jordan actually is from my hometown.
Yeah, Michael Jordan,
genius.
Bobby Fischer.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Wilmington, North Carolina.
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
That's Austin, Texas.
Austin. Oh, he is, yeah. No, he's from Dallas.
He's from Dallas?
Yeah.
He just moved down there?
He moved to Austin.
He's a fucking, he tried to make it weird.
Yeah. I think he's from from like Fort Worth or Dallas or something.
He's a city slicker?
Who?
Alex
Jones? Yeah, I mean, a lot of Dallas is pretty, Dallas and Houston, they're like LA where it's like very, there's a lot of like suburban shit.
That's kind of disappointing. I would have thought he was from the sticks.
No, he's fake as shit, bro.
That's fucked, man.
We're calling him out right now.
I don't know where he lives now.
He's probably has a compound. He's a compound guy.
Is he still doing his thing?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I thought they shut him down. With
yeah, they killed him. He's gone.
I thought he was done for.
He's he's a AI hologram.
He was shot to death by David Hogg.
Was he?
Yeah.
Damn.
I can understand why you would think that shooting was fake. With names like that.
David Hogg. Very good name.
Also, what are the odds that they would attack a high school with the most annoying kids in the world in it?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it seems kind of kismet.
Yeah,
a little
too
good to be true.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either.
I'm on Alex's side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're opening a Pizza Hut on...
Where?
Marcus Garvey.
They are.
They did.
Is it sit down?
I hope so. I hope it's dark in there.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Pizza Hut. It's fucking dark.
There's one light. It's a restaurant experience.
They illuminate the salad bar and everything else is pitch fucking black.
I haven't sat down at a Pizza Hut.
You guys ever have a Pizza Hut buffet near you?
I don't know about the buffet.
You said a buffet.
Cece's Pizza.
Oh, you ever go to Pizza Inn?
No, what's Pizza Inn?
It's just easy. Exact
like a hotel?
Logo is Pizza Hut.
Oh.
But it said Inn.
Yeah.
And it was the worst pizza.
Pizza hotel would be a great business.
Do you think that'd be a great business?
Adam, where are you going? Now, what did I tell you about going in?
I lit the candle.
What candle?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Just you and me now.
He got banned from going to the bathroom in my apartment after doing this at literally every week.
You're shitting in
the bathroom? Yeah, when we started the show, he'd go in the bathroom, ruin the bathroom, then we could use it. The one time he didn't have access.
What do you mean no one could use the bathroom?
No one could use the bathroom.
What do you mean?
Because he would destroy
the bathroom. Break the toilet?
No, I mean, it would smell terrible for fucking hours on end. And then the one time he didn't have access to it, he shit himself in that chair. And then,
Camping chair?
There was a chair that looked like that.
Oh, that's...
He shit through his pants and then shit all over the chair, and he had to get rid of the chair.
If you're going to shit in any chair, I feel like that's the one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you had to.
Still
you know?
Disrespectful to do in a man's house.
Right, exactly.
It's also kind of disrespectful to have a camping chair in your own house.
No, you're disrespecting
your feng shui a bit.
I would go camping. I actually didn't have furniture in here for a very long time until recently.
Now you have nice furniture.
I guess. Yeah, I did that. I did that. What is it? Caillou?
Caillou?
Caillou? No.
You got rich off Caillou?
I did. I got. Wow. You kind of look like him.
Oh, no
did
way.
People say
you,
that?
No, you mean that?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. No, I don't know what it's called. Furnishare or something. I got these guys. It's like. I guess like at one point it was nice. It's like Ethan Allen, but then you know something like somebody like brushed up against it, and they're like, "Well, I can't have this in my house anymore." So they put it on there, and you get it for like $200.
I don't really understand nice furniture.
Yeah, I don't either. Really, I mean, it was just empty in here, and you know, I guess people would complain. This thing too, you know, they sent it, and I got this for free because there's some kind of like adhesive on it.
How was it in there? You say fishy?
I said efficient.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing.
Nick pulled a move, and I waited till we started the show to mention it. You removed all of the toilet paper from the bathroom.
I didn't remove it.
What?
I just don't have
prior
it.
Prior to my friend, your best friend, Adam's
first
arrival.
Of all, there has not been toilet paper in this apartment since I got back. I ran out before I went to Boston.
What are you using, the shower for your ass?
I've just been going. I've been taking showers.
You take
Wait, you don't wipe your ass?
I just immediately get in the shower. Fuck it.
What?
Yeah,
dude,
I
like moved out of an apartment one time.
He's a successful business.
I found out that my roommate was doing that in a shared shower.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. Who gives a fuck?
There's doo-doo in the shower when you do
that.
It's a fucking shower, dude. It washes. Yeah, I would clean the shower.
Would you just take a shit in the shower?
No, but there's not that much shit in your ass. You're talking about...
You don't see your ass before you get in the shower, dude. You have a mirror? Are you checking it like a mechanic?
No,
here's
but I
deal.
Know for a fact.
I took Caleb out on the road,
yeah.
And now I have a comrade keeping you honest. We don't have old Benedict Arnold.
Well, first of all, there's no dishonesty coming from me. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you exactly what the fuck I do.
I would say you're being too honest.
Nick, you, first of all, when He's you try, have
I'm,
toilet
I'm being
paper,
honest because I'm being fucking accused of something.
When you have
which is hiding toilet paper from him.
I thought you...
As if I would pull some kind of snake move like that.
I thought
like
you were
that.
Semitically...
Like, I'm gonna hide this. So Adam doesn't rob me of what probably 35 cents worth of fucking toilet
you
paper?
You also... Get the cheapest toilet paper, no matter.
It's just
because
I buy one fucking
in,
roll at the gas station.
That's a stupid thing.
I hate
to
single
about.
Ply.
You're a pussy. Just,
come on, we're at a point in life. We don't have to take mega buses anymore.
You fucking fold it.
You have to wrap it a million times around your hand. And
that's
it's still
just
rough.
What they have at the corner. I don't go if I'm buying toilet paper. I either go to Costco.
Yeah, that's
or
what
I buy
I do.
One roll at a time.
You know, I went to Costco this week. I would have gotten you some.
I don't need you to get me fucking toilet paper. I need you to get
you
yourself toilet paper and shit at your house.
Well, I need to caffeinate up before we get in the show so I can be mad focused.
So you can what? Leave halfway through to go to the bathroom for 45 minutes?
It wasn't 45
minutes. I
got to
stand here and talk
minutes.
About fucking Ethan Allen furniture like an asshole.
You were doing that
instead of you
in public?
Saying something and then me
being mean
being
to me.
Critical of you instead of giving the people what they want.
Okay, let's turn a let's
instead
turn
of being
the
like,
page.
Oh yeah, I got this. I got a pretty good deal on this guy. This is fucking, you see, what do you think that is? Particle board?
I think, yeah. That's
Adam,
a,
I don't fucking,
sort of
I just met this guy and you leave me to hear, I didn't listen to a single thing he said while you were in the bathroom.
You didn't listen to him?
No.
That's my strategy too. I never listen.
I don't have a strategy.
I didn't
have
anything
strategy.
To fucking say. Look, I've got, we've got what? It's 12:34 now. I'd say I've got 5 years to kill. And so I will ramble.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll try to get banned from Twitter again. Do a couple of puzzles, and then that's it.
You're really doing misinformation about the vaccine.
They haven't gotten.
They're really
yet,
letting
though,
you
huh?
letting you rock with it.
That's well, I mean, you know, it's because I'm a doctor. If you're a doctor, you can say whatever you want.
Where'd you go? Mumbai.
Yeah, I went to the Chuck E. Cheese School.
What hospital did you do your residency at?
Dot. University, the
across from Feather,
yeah, the trauma center, I guess.
All right, let's change the subject. We have three powerful minds here right now. Let's name the five hottest bitches.
The five hottest bitches
that you can think of. You do lists on your podcast, right?
Yeah, we saw a hot bitch in Boston.
Oh my God,
dude,
bro.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We were
God.
At this Italian cafe. Mm-hmm. There's this stupid
piece of
stupid
trash,
redheaded bitch.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Italian, like fake. You know, like
well,
fake.
You said
red.
Boston, and then my mind did most of the.
No, but
we already got it filled in.
It wasn't a Boston type bitch. It was in Little Italy.
Yeah, it was in Little Italy.
No ass. Yeah. Press on.
No,
nails.
Yeah. See, this is already
teased.
Here. Red hair.
Hair,
loud, and some kind of animal print. No ass, but big fake tits.
They were real.
They were real.
Are you
they
sure?
Were I smelled them. Yeah.
I love her.
I wanted to fuck.
They probably just look real because it's always cold there.
Yeah.
So the regular
they,
ones
they tense up.
The
yeah.
regular ones said no. They have no.
Up.
They shrivel.
Yeah.
Like real like naturals.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to gut her like a fish, dude.
Oh
I was
my
just
God.
Looking at her the entire time.
I hate her.
I don't even know this woman, and I would love to just hold her down and get her head flush against the ground and just with a rock.
Yeah.
Just like one of those smooth yeah. stones people keep next to a beach house. And just fucking just crush her fucking
just
forehead.
River rock.
Just smash her forehead, and it's just absorbing all of the inertia, and it's just fractures. Eyes coming out of her head.
I wanted it to zoom in and do X-ray like a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yeah, and that's sex. That's sex.
And as I bash her to death, she's just calling me an absolute loser.
Yeah.
That her mother said she should never be with.
And then I dropped a rock right around the corner, and I said, an Indian man just did this.
Mm-hmm.
Call the police.
The Boston
police There's an
department.
Indian man that did it, I think.
Uh-huh. You call the state he's in.
Yeah. And they go, Indian, oh, yep. I think I saw him too.
if I said Muslim, they would know I was lying.
Yeah.
But you say Indian, then they're like, well, this guy probably means a Muslim.
You can't possibly.
They get confused there because Muslims look like you in Boston.
Oh, do they?
Well, the two big ones did.
Yeah, they do have. That's like the only place they have fucking people from the Caucasus.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have an expat community there.
Which I was the headline today. Russia's sending the Chechens into Ukraine.
They're sending MMA guys in?
Yeah, they're sending the Chechens.
They're sending Kadyrov and the boys?
Yeah.
Hezbollah and Khabib?
They're sending the little guy?
The little guy.
Yeah.
The one
yeah.
I just said, Hezbollah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love him.
The little man, yeah.
Oh, man.
But that girl, like, kept burping in the room hoping some of my DNA would get in her mouth.
Dude,
I kept burping hoping she would take
like
she would do one of her fucking annoying laughs and then do a breath to recover from it.
Oh,
and
I hate
just
her.
Suck in a little bit of my burp.
She deserves
Did she have a lot
nothing.
Of bangles on? Was
no,
she
a lot of rings. A lot of rings.
Oh, she had
a lot
of rings
on. Loose bracelets that
missing
clank
one,
together.
Missing one ring, if you can believe it.
I was trying to find it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Damn. Uh-huh.
That means that she is her father's property.
That bitch, you know she had a Pandora bracelet.
Oh.
Oh my God, with all the charms on.
Oh, what a stupid idiot.
Dumb bitch.
Now, what did she do that made her hot? You've explained
she
why she's a dumb bitch.
She just was sitting there.
She literally, she didn't have a single thought the entire time we were there. And I could sense it.
With a much uglier friend, and she was eating a massive slice of red velvet cake.
And where were you again?
We're at this Italian coffee shop in the North End.
Cafe Vittoria.
It's really nice.
It's great.
Very classic kind of place.
It's a cigar lounge, too.
Oh, that's nice.
She was so nice and stupid. She was that kind of stupid where, like, a blind person wouldn't be able to tell she was in the room with them.
I don't know if they have cigar lounges in this. I think the pandemic did them in.
In New York?
Yeah, yeah.
There
was one in the financial district that's gone, and then there was the other one. There was the Nat. What is it, like Nat?
There was one on Tompkins.
Nat Sherman or something on, like, right by Grand Central. And I was in there one time, and there was this incredibly fat man in a business suit wedged into a table. There's, like, the door, and then there's a window. There's, like, this little alcove and this big fat fuck, this tiny little table with his smaller friend just jammed in. And he's like, because they're letting the fucking immigrants, it's the immigrants that are doing it. It's not regular, folks. It's the I didn't hear the end of that conversation, but he's gesticulating with his fucking cigar.
What a guy.
It's cool to go to a cigar lounge and smoke a cigar.
Well, you go to the place, you buy the cigar, and then you smoke the cigar there. Yeah.
I guess it's like porn, like DVD stores. They always have that room.
Yeah.
You
like
just watch the DVD.
The kiosk? Yeah.
I guess that, but there's some shame there. There's something particularly gluttonous about smoking a cigar at the cigar shop.
Do they sell food? Do they have like a...
No, they
a,
have nothing. They just have cigars.
You can't get a wrap there?
Yeah, no. There's a special room you sit in a lot of the time.
It has like cedar walls or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a place I used to go to that had really good coffee that was also a cigar shop.
Everyone sat on a toilet?
Yeah, everybody sat on the toilet.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, one big toilet. You got a toilet on the brain today.
Dude, that's a good...
You come in here, you're like, where's the toilet paper?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, what is this? A toilet cigar shop?
What if they did that in call centers in India? Everyone. Yeah.
Well, the whole country there is like a toilet.
The whole country is a toilet. They don't
That's
use
what
toilets.
People, yeah, they say, oh, they just dig a hole in the ground. It's like, well, we should get to that point. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone, yeah.
That sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
Imagine
Adam
if you,
shitting in your bathroom.
Yeah, if he just went outside and dug a little hole.
I could see you kind of pawing
friend,
some dirt over.
Your best friend using your toilet. You're providing you're facilitating me going to the bathroom. A gesture of love, Nick.
Mm.
I'm sorry. You just
now,
never learned how
Indian
to love.
Now, when Indian people dig a hole in the ground and shit in it and bury it, in their religion, is that like kind of like a funeral? Like, are they, because it's like it's going to come back as like their mom or something? Is that what they're thinking? Or is it just the cigar in the lounge?
It's a cigar talk.
Now, hold on a second. Let me ask you something. What do you mean you're going out of business? I'm not done yet. The fucking, when they dig a hole in the ground, that's like fucking, that's like having the seven fishes in our culture.
Yep.
It's like, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying like, to maximize efficiency in a call center.
Yeah.
no bathroom breaks, you're sitting on a toilet all day long.
Yeah.
You just shit while you're at work. Maximum efficiency.
So you weren't saying it's because it's Indians.
No,
you
were saying late
call sign.
I made it about race. Nick used to work in a nice white American call center.
I did.
You don't have to be in hyper.
Then I would get drunk when I was off work, and I'd call in, and I'd demand to speak to a white person, and then accuse the other guys from Texas of being Indian, and then they'd get mad about that.
Yeah,
they'd be like, my name's Victor.
Yeah, dude, like what's your real fucking name?
You're Vic Rum.
Vic Rum, yeah. Mm-hmm. You fucking liar.
Yeah.
All right, so five hottest girls. That girl from the coffee shop, number one. God, I'm pissed off just thinking about her.
I mean, she was making me so mad.
She makes me sick.
Carmen Electra, Raquel Welch.
Yeah.
Bo Dietrich.
That black bitch from Scary Movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name.
I'm thinking of the prostitute from Borat.
I don't
Borat.
Know her name, man.
I'm thinking that
Pamela Anderson?
No, the big ass prostitute from Borat.
She's in there too.
No, the black lady with the short hair.
Are we going to go save Louis C.K.?
He's in Kiev right now.
Are we going to save his life?
I think how are we going to get him out?
I think that might get Biden to get involved.
I think, you know, honestly, I think it's probably fine in Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
I think people are being a little bit dramatic. There's some, you know, stuff maybe around the edges.
No, they're in Kiev, I think.
Yeah, but so in the edges and in the center.
Or Kiev, sorry.
You know, like the crust maybe has an issue.
Yeah, the stuffed crust.
And then the little table.
Oh, yeah.
To stay on the pizza analogy.
Uh-huh. The table is Kiev?
The table is Kiev.
No, I say Kiev, no.
Do you?
I found out that what it is, it's the Ukrainian way to say it.
Yeah.
The Russian way to say it is Kiev.
Yeah,
that's how we own Putin.
The Ukraine is disrespectful.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're
supposed to say Ukraine.
All right, nice.
So I'm going to start, now it's the Israel, now that I know.
In quotation marks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on the Israel.
That kind of makes everything more disrespectful.
The?
Yeah, like racist guys in North Carolina are saying like the blacks.
Yeah.
You know? Just say blacks like a normal guy.
The dictionary. The.
You're disrespecting
the dictionary?
I think
it only works with blacks, yeah. I think other word, the. I'm going to the movies. That sounds normal to me. But yeah, these black guys are pissing me off because they're blasting music. That sounds kind of different.
Yeah, but if you say the I guess you're right. It is just racial groups.
It's
countries
and countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the United States.
Yeah, the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, the China.
I think we're gonna start respecting people now on this show.
Are we?
That's the new
movie. I don't give a fuck. What do we got? It's like 17 more episodes.
You done the math?
Literally. I mean, yeah, it's probably something like that. It's got to be less than.
No, it's the.
It's like 35 more of these that we got to do.
More than that. It's probably like 40.
It's 52 weeks in a year.
40?
Yeah, we're at the end of February.
We're end of February, so you take 52 minus 8 is 35, and then I guess there's premiums, so that adds. So it's like
double.
Yeah, it's like 80.
Yeah, 80.
Yeah.
Then the bid's up.
And then they have to shut up.
And then we're fucking done.
Then we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to grad school.
For what?
I don't want to say. I'm going to change my name, get a lot of plastic surgery.
You should go for politics. That seems to be hot right
now.
Yeah.
People love it.
I'm going to go for politics.
People are really into politics right now.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign affairs, knowing that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Doing dialectics, dilating yourself,
dilating, yeah,
dilating your all over history.
Yeah, but seriously, I don't want to distract from all the, you know, rancor and laughter, but I just want to give my thoughts and prayers to the people of the Ukraine,
yeah,
and Russia,
uh-huh.
The good Russians,
yeah.
I hope they keep going.
I was just about to say, I hope. I mean, I do truly hope people
Poland
are like...
next?
Not Poland, but definitely that, the Baltic states for sure. Estonia, Latvia.
Just take them down, dude. I want to see some people and some old men in Ridgewood crying into their tiny little coffee cups. Yeah, so
I would honestly love if, because they said that while Putin wants to restore the Soviet Union, if he takes the Baltic states and then immediately enslaves all of them and sends them to Central Asia to be sexually abused by Uzbeks and Tajiks, that would be a dream come true for me. It would literally be my life's dream coming true, is to see Lithuanians, Estonians just being sexually abused.
The Baltic people are pretty chill.
By steppe Chinese people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Mongolians.
Right.
Yeah. By the descendants of people that were raped by the Huns.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I'll say it. I hope he becomes Hitler. Mm-hmm. I hope he becomes a full...
Like the mustache and stuff?
Yeah. He starts growing out the mustache.
He just transitions.
Yeah. And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's like, this is my thing. Yeah. This is my new thing.
Yeah.
Can a guy just have a new thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't hope that. But
you don't hope he becomes?
For only selfish reasons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's never going to get you. You're going to be in grad school.
I'm going to be in grad school. I'm going to be at Harvard.
Steal my identity and go to grad school.
I'm going to be at Harvard.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to your school, Emerson.
I'm defecting.
I'm going to do improv at Emerson.
Fuck you.
I'm defecting to China and starting like what would be their version of a Renfest, which they don't have, or like a medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't
like
have that.
Like
dinner theater, yeah, and you dress that's up Japanese. Like a fucking samurai, and then you get a bunch of people.
If you're doing medieval times, what are they putting on the big spit in the middle?
What like do you mean? A dog, obviously. A German Shepherd.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Not German Shepherd, Chinese Shepherd.
A Chinese Shepherd. He's like, oh, where are the Jews? If I ever sniff out the Jewish people. He talks also.
Yeah, it's talking and it's being roasted on a spit.
Oh, where are they? Find them.
Yeah, it's got the apple in its
butt. Oh, I'll find them in the secret annex.
They put the apple in its butt.
Yeah, talking Chinese Shepherd dog.
A Chinese Shepherd.
Who they eat, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you think you miss going to... Because Caleb was a podcasting major at Emerson. You did podcasting and improvisational comedy?
I knew this was like the biggest mistake of my life.
What?
Going to Emerson?
Doing this.
No, we're talking about our stories.
I studied
podcasting at Emerson College. Yeah. Yeah,
but hold on. Emerson could very well have that.
That's a good point. Yeah.
They have a major that's like watching The Simpsons for fat Jewish women. I majored in having an uncle that works at fucking UTA. Yeah.
There was tons of awesome classes in there, like why the Proud Family is the best show on TV.
Oh, cool. I forgot about the Proud Family.
Yeah, I thought
maybe they were a little bit too proud for my taste.
I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was they were going to be some nice Southerners, you know. Good
very
old
funny
boys.
To call it something that rhymes with loud.
Yeah, that is
pretty brave of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they were like, "Go ahead, find out."
Hey, it's in your hands now. We're going to call it the Proud Family. It's cool.
Yeah,
weren't there like the bullies in that show? Were like,
they were ashy.
They were ashy, yeah. Right? They were like three ashy.
They had bad skin.
Yeah, they were like poor ashy girls or something.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was kind of.
They weren't glowing. They weren't beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't.
Not enough cocoa butter.
Mm-hmm. I use cocoa butter.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm trying to have like a bald black like football coach's head.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going.
Well, what you need to have
real
is
shiny.
Is the wrinkles in the back.
I need to, yeah.
You need the wrinkles.
You need to get that shit.
Like a Band-Aid.
Oh, but only old black guys and fat Chinese people have that, where there's like another face on the back of your head.
I don't know. My brother's getting there. He's got like a Homer Simpson on the back of his
head.
He's
got the kind of rotting pumpkin look.
If he shaved
his
head, it'd be kind of a dolphin's mouth.
Yeah. Well, we got you for the show because you're also bald. We felt like it would really bring back equilibrium to the tribe.
Do you identify as a bald? You could have just told me your head was shaved.
No, I
don't
want to
call you out.
No, I went bald at like 16.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then I didn't shave it until like 2 years
ago. Wow, that's high T, dude.
Insanely high T, dude. I saw a picture of me on a kayak and my hair was a little wet and I was like, it's over.
My stepsister's boyfriend was like that. We were like 16 and his fucking hairline was already at the back, but he had long hair. And his fucking hairline was at the back of his head.
Did he do a front comb over?
No, he just like, teenagers, I guess, because your body's changing so much. I feel like teenagers don't recognize that they're like just horrifically balding.
Some do, yeah. I had a friend that had a widow's peak pretty bad. And like,
yeah, and they don't, they just like don't. It's like, bro, you're like, you look like fucking George Costanza. Yeah.
It's so crazy how like, at that point, I like had like 7 pubes.
Yeah.
And then there were kids that were
they had
up.
Already finished having hair.
They were done with hair.
Yeah, you were growing pubes.
Yeah, I never had a growth spurt. I just stopped growing. So I remember thinking like, yeah, I mean, I'll grow at some point. And then I was like 25. I was like, damn. Fuck. I guess
it could still happen.
It could. Yeah, yeah. 33, you never know.
You could hit 6 feet.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Do you blame coffee? I blame coffee for why I'm not tall.
No.
I think I started drinking coffee when I was too young.
I think, yes, maybe smoking cigarettes and not sleeping and, and not eating. And
sleeping with an anchor on your head.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Yeah, I blame a very specific traumatic experience from adolescence that I've never mentioned publicly, and nor will I ever mention. But I got real spooked.
And that's why you're short?
My penis stopped growing.
Oh, okay.
Completely.
My penis, I just was talking, my penis has gotten smaller when I was sick because I wasn't peeing. Mm-hmm. And so I think there, with no pee coming through.
Wait,
my
do you
penis,
think it was COVID?
No.
Because they say it makes your dick smaller.
No, they
that's
don't.
That's what that one guy said.
Another one guy said.
Yeah. That's someone who's had it. No.
It's crazy that that got into the news. That it was one guy and he got that into the fucking news.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I got COVID. I can't stop saying the fucking N-word for my entire life.
Yeah.
It's because of COVID.
And the Daily Mail's like, yeah, print it.
I mean, yeah, you can just say anything.
We've got a bit of news for you.
Yeah.
Turns out COVID turns you into a racist.
Print it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people are like, I don't know if that's COVID. I'm like, shut up. Fucking boo. And I call him that, and then I'm
yeah,
like,
but
see?
You're calling the Daily Mail owner Rupert Murdoch.
See,
that. Yeah,
it's because I have COVID.
Because I have COVID.
Yeah,
it's proof you have it.
Yeah. So COVID with the Ukraine thing, it's like COVID's just that's done. That's it. Nobody's,
well, they're not socially distanced.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's like whenever this ends, and it'll probably end in a fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. It's not like people are gonna go back to fucking COVID after this.
They will, dude.
I don't think they
do
will.
It. They've done it like 50 times. They
with
do it
what?
So easily.
They
easy.
Thought
what
it was over after George Floyd.
No, they didn't, because that was all
the lockdowns were over.
It
basically.
Was, the whole fucking thing was a way to be like, okay, well, lockdowns don't really work, so we'll say this thing is more important than the lockdowns, and then kind of just ignore it afterwards. Yeah. That was the end of the lockdowns. No one's fucking, at least in America, no one's arguing for lockdowns after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was all just, you'd like got to wear a mask in a restaurant or whatever. But they open everything back up.
Yeah.
That's why, even here, people are like, come to Florida, everything's open. It's like, I can't remember when things were actually closed in New York. The movie theaters reopened in like fucking like May of last year, March or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the time I moved here, pretty much everything.
Yeah, everything's fucking open. Yeah. It's like a minor inconvenience in certain places where you gotta like, put a mask on. I stop wearing. I just make them. Oh, I guess I've done that most of the time.
What?
If I go a place, I just won't wear a mask. And like, do you have a mask? I'm like, nah. You got to give it to me. You're gonna have to pay for it.
Yeah, I like getting a freshie.
Yeah.
Going into a new place and getting a freshie.
They made Adam put one on when we were in. Where were we?
I don't remember.
What was that? Where were we? China? Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, and
that lady was did not like.
She's
me.
Like, I get a mask, and then I took extra ones for him, and she was very upset about.
Yeah.
That. I'm like, get a couple. You're right. He needs get a couple.
I love a nice freshie.
Yeah,
he wouldn't get in an Uber with a mask even once when we were in Boston.
Yeah,
every single time he got in, the person was like, "You wear mask."
Yeah, well, them. They're business owners. They're small business owners. they own their cars. Yeah, they're small business.
They're these
owners.
Fucking these millionaires are gonna drive me around and tell me to wear
these
a mask.
These fucking petty bouge motherfuckers.
Yeah,
that who are the worst kinds of capitalists, by the way. Not me, a millionaire.
Yeah.
Not me, a millionaire refuses to wear a mask in some Mexican guy's Uber. I'm the best kind of business owner.
Yeah.
You know?
Nick's been secretly driving Uber in New York.
I have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
In a semi.
He's been doing it in disguise, kind of like an undercover boss type thing.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to fucking buy a semi and drive and do Uber Eats. I'm going to get a semi to deliver Grubhub and then go to a trucker protest. Yeah. And then be like, figure that one out, you fucking DSA faggots. They're like, yeah, we know you're a millionaire. And I'm like, damn. Well, next time.
I was assuming you'd get a semi and then pick people up in Uber and just throw them in the back of a flatbed.
Yeah.
And just have them rolling around. Like the give them a real rough ride.
Like the transporter.
Yeah.
I'd pay extra to see the bunk bed part of a semi truck. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to be in one of those.
Yeah.
I would do anything.
Yeah.
That shit is cool.
It's so
cool. Because you look at the truck
cool,
and you're like, I know it's in there somewhere. I just don't understand how it works.
Yeah.
Is there a ladder?
They try to hide it. Yeah. They put the curtains around it so you can't peer in. Mm-hmm. They make it big so you can't get on your tiptoes.
Yeah.
Those guys.
No, I legitimately.
Those guys got it figured out.
I was sitting with Shane multiple nights this weekend.
In Providence?
Yeah. In the green room on my phone looking at cab overs to buy. Thinking about getting a semi. Mm-hmm. Parking on the street here, racking up massive amounts of tickets.
You know what movie we should watch? Over the Top.
That movie sucks, dude.
But it's a trucker movie.
Yeah, but...
Have you seen this film?
No.
Yeah. It's Sylvester Stallone.
It's an arm wrestling. He tries to win his son back with arm wrestling.
Yeah.
But it's one of those movies you watch when you're like 19 and you're like, dude, you want to watch a bad movie? And you smoke weed and you watch. It's not fun. There's bad movies that are in that zone that are a lot of fun.
What's the NASCAR Sylvester Stallone movie?
Driven. Great movie.
I miss movies just about having a job.
Yeah.
Great movie. That's cool. Driven, where he's driving around the track and he's like, just like singing, like, he's humming like slave hymns. People are like, what is he doing? Because, you know, he's on the fucking headset. Yeah. People are like, what is he doing? They're like, that's how he calms down. And then he throws like a dime out of the cockpit of the fucking like F1 race car.
Oh, it's F1. It's on NASCAR.
No, it's F1. Yeah. And then he picks up the dime on the tire on the next turn because his eyes are so good he can see the dime on the racetrack. And then it's like, yeah, he turns on a dime.
Oh, that's badass, dude.
Yeah. No, that movie's gay, but I would watch it.
I watched Free Guy last night.
Is that good? Bad?
It's awesome. Do you like gamer lingo?
What's game? Like the N-word?
Yeah. Yeah, there's tons of that. It's cool that Ryan Reynolds, they gave him like millions of dollars, like $100 million.
Yeah.
Like, make whatever movie you want. Mm-hmm. And he just made like Pixels again. It's badass, dude.
What's Pixels?
That's that Adam Sandler movie where he fights Pac-Man or some shit.
Yeah, the video games come to life.
You don't remember that one?
I think I remember seeing the posters for it and being like, what the fuck is this?
It cost $900 billion.
Yeah.
For all the licensing fees and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I never saw it, actually, to be honest.
You saw Shang-Chi, though, right?
I did see that.
You loved it? You cried?
To see Chinese. If as growing up, I never thought, but then I saw Chinese.
Didn't Shang-Chi himself get in trouble because he said gay people are mentally disabled?
Yeah, well, he also was one of the people that tried to cancel Shane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shang-Chi did?
Shang-Chi was like, Shane Gillis, you fucking bastard.
You bastard. I love when a Chinese guy gets pissed. You son of a bastard. You bastard. Indian guys do it, too.
Yeah, they do it the best.
Yeah. Because it's like there's always like their pride has been insulted, you know?
Yeah.
When they get mad, it's always like the argument could be happening on the floor of parliament. there's always something like just spiritually or like politically at stake where it's like, this is my parking spot, you bastard. How dare you, bastard.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Always. I will not stand for this, you bastard.
I want to go to Chinatown, do a man on the street video just asking actual Chinese people like, what do you think about Shane Gillis?
Mm-hmm.
Two years later.
Shang-Chi-less.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we bring the world together.
Mm-hmm. Make the best movie ever.
We bring the whole world together with Shang-Chi-less. And he's like, yeah, I guess I'm one of them. I guess I've been one of them the whole time.
Okay, so it's about Shane finding out he's Chinese.
Yeah, Shane finds out
and
he's
immediately
Chinese.
Gets a power.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's rings.
Yeah, he starts wearing golden. The 10 rings. Yeah,
he gets the 10 rings of China or whatever.
Yeah, the 10 Chinese rings.
What happens in the movie? There's a Chinese guy that finds ring. He puts on jewelry and he becomes Chinese.
He gets a master.
It's actually, it's not finger rings. It's bangles. Actually,
yeah.
What's a bangle?
It's a bang. You know, it's women in like wardrobe departments wear.
Is it a multiple finger ring?
It's like a shit ton of fucking bracelets that like bang around.
Yeah, they're like they're all like hoops. They're rigid.
Okay.
Yeah, and they like jingle jangle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're bells.
Yeah, jingle jangle type.
Women wear them in jobs where they have to like move around a lot, so it sounds like they're working. But their job is just like pick out clothes or point at things.
Like one of those witch shops, you know?
Yeah, they're like, ching, ching, like, oh, this is a good look, and this is, we'll just, and then it sounds like they're busy.
Yeah.
But really, it's just like, how about more shirts?
Yeah.
So it's not a real. It's
like we let you have a job.
It's a trick.
Yeah.
It's like an acoustic.
You're
trick.
Not that smart.
Whereas a man, you got a hammer. There's a fucking steam powered device of some sort. There's bells and whistles and you know, like an organ. A guy plays an organ on a paddle boat.
That's a cool job.
That's a man's job.
That's a man's
casino
job.
Casino riverboat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A guy that plays the pipe organ on a riverboat. Exactly. Yeah. A woman could never in her entire life.
She doesn't have the dexterity.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Plus those rings would get in the way.
Their bangles would get in the way. They weren't a corset.
Two instruments at that point.
They'd probably faint.
Yeah, they'd probably get too hot.
Yeah.
Forget to drink a glass of beer.
I don't even know if they can sit down in those dumb clothes that they wear with the bell dress.
How do you even sit in a dress?
How do you fuck a woman? How does 1890? How do you fuck a woman?
In a hoop dress?
In a hoop dress in the middle of the street during
literally
Mardi Gras or whatever they had.
The only way to do it is to rape them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even then... That's a lot of time between decision and execution.
Well, you got to pull down their, like, those, like, underwear that go to your knees. Mm-hmm. Those, like, what are they called?
Those actually were they invented flamethrowers around the turn of the century.
So you could instantly make a woman naked?
Yeah, so you could take a woman's clothes off. It was before the war, during the Victorian times.
Those dresses, the wire frame, went up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd burn a woman's clothes off with a flamethrower. And then fuck
and then
her
immediately.
And then that, you know, that was like dating back then.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And yet you did Tinder, have to have wire cutters.
Tinder has a little flame logo. It's actually
what that's from.
It's
that's
a historical reference. Yeah.
Oh.
It's either that or the current practice of Indian bride burning, which they still do there. It's
what's that?
They set their women on. Well, bride burning is quite literally just bride burning.
Is it like a prank?
Basically, yeah. It's Indian jackass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
I'm Steve-O, and this is setting my wife on fire. She fucking looked at another guy.
Is that why they do it?
Is it if you find out she's not a virgin?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe if they were unchaste and you married, you bastard. You did fuck before me. And now I will Tinder you, bastard.
Yeah.
Indian jackass. I feel like there was something there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
This show is just about, at this point now, you just walk up the edge of people. You want to get all these fucking retards to listen to this to be like, here comes Indian jackass. And then it doesn't. And then they just sort of like
sink back into
and then they have to find something else in their life. They have to find somebody to love or something. Here's up on the docket. How the hell is Sbarro still around?
Yeah.
Okay.
How the fuck is this place still in business?
I think it's money laundering for the Saudis.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. There has to be some sort of nefarious scheme going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like not only, I mean, there's a million of them, and they're in places that were already disgusting anyways, but nobody's, like, I think there's one in Penn Station.
Well, that's the trick. It's all just mall, just high traffic areas.
No one's going there.
I'd go to a Sbarro.
When was the last time you went to a Sbarro?
Probably 6 years ago.
Really? That recently?
Yeah, at the mall, the Independence Mall in Wilmington, North Carolina. I was probably seeing checking out the PacSun pants deal.
Nice, they should have.
And you went to Sabara of all the options.
Well, they
what are the other options? Panda Express?
Yeah, but
Chick-fil-A, which I ate every day.
I'll even start that. Like, if I go to a mall, I'll fuck with some of the, like, really rink-a-dink Chinese places.
Mm-hmm.
Places like Charlie's Thumbs Up. Mm-hmm. And then
Walk Awesome.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah, it's, I mean, it's Panda Express, basically. But,
right.
You know, it's like somehow like yellower.
We had a Vietnamese lady who really did not want us to eat Chinese food in Boston.
Oh, our Uber driver.
He tried to give us some soup, too.
She hated the Chinese.
Yeah, she wouldn't stop talking about how much she... And then she sung us a Tibetan...
my cousin was...
She probably thought you were Mark Wahlberg. She was just trying to cover her bases. She's like, oh, no, I fucking hate Chinese. Me too. Look, there's that. You ain't got to get me started.
She did say her last name was O'Neill. Yeah.
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 That's she's one of the she's the spiritual guide of Shang Jealous or whatever the fucking joke was.
Oh, Shang Jealous. Yeah, she's Shang Jealous.
Dude, I got a master.
The Irish Chinese.
I need to see Shane have a master so badly.
Yeah.
Big sensei. Ass. He would look good in flowy ass clothes too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he would.
Yeah.
Is he getting jacked right now?
I think he's just trying to, like, not, you know, have his knees and lower back go out.
Yeah.
Everybody's having heart attacks now.
Literally everyone I know.
The whole crew, all the Irish guys are having heart attacks.
I think we got to the age where the Irish guys start dying.
Yeah.
The 30s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Irish people die that young from heart attacks?
Oh, my God. For sure, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not that. It's you shove down all of your traumas, and you never let them out. And it gives you a heart attack when you're 35.
I don't think that's true. I think that's bullshit.
I think so. It's from being a stoic.
I don't think there's any... I've never met an Irish person who doesn't fucking shut up about how miserable they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't tell you why.
They don't say
why. Okay, so it's a specific reason. They can sit there complaining all fucking day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are such pussies.
They're the worst people in the world.
And that's why they get heart attacks, unless they embrace their inner Chinese. They discover their master.
Yeah.
It's a Vietnamese woman who spent her entire life avoiding hate crimes by Mark Wahlberg.
If they go to China, they get an orb.
It has to be terrifying for her to be there, living in Boston as a Vietnamese woman.
Now they got a Chinese mayor now.
In Boston?
That seems like a little bit, you know, pendulum in the other direction.
Wait, it'll still have a... Fucking what? The guy who's there forever? Charlie something?
No, the mayor of Boston is fucking...
Or Marty Walsh, was that his name?
No, yeah. It's a Chinese lady.
Whoa.
I forget her name, and I'm not going to guess because I know it's going to be...
I think you could probably wager
Margaret
a guess.
Cho.
Yeah, it's Margaret Cho.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know she was from Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there was like an incident like a couple weeks ago. Some guy thought he was heckling. He's like... You need to answer for this, Mayor Wu. You need to answer for this, fuck, what you've done to this city. And it's just like, just some Chinese lady.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even the mayor.
Oh. She's picking up bottles.
Yeah, no, it was
She's
literally
cans and bottles.
It was some fucking, like, it was like the head of like the DSA fucking Chinese checkers steering committee. It was like some vaguely political Chinese lady. Some guy was like, got his phone. It's like, fucking, why the fuck? It's too many goddamn potholes. You know? And yeah, she's like, she doesn't talk like that. But she, you know, she's like, you got the wrong bitch. You got the wrong chai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she did karate?
Yeah, she chopped his head off.
She did.
She'd take his heart out with a punch.
You won't believe what happened next. She karate chops.
Oh my God.
And his head falls off right in front of
him.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. And then she ate a dog for lunch.
Whoa. She roll a Bakugan at him, too?
Which one's that?
It's the Rolly Pokemon. Remember those little toys? Mm-mm. They pop up.
Oh, no.
How about a Beyblade?
Beyblade I've heard of. But I don't know what they look like, actually.
A Beyblade?
Yeah.
It's a circle.
Yeah.
But it's got...
Circle has got armor on it. Oh, it's a top. So. It's a dreidel in a lot of ways.
I briefly Googled them when I found out people collected them. And I was like, there's got to be good YouTube guys. But I never figured out what a Beyblade actually is.
It's two circles that fight in another circle for you.
Yeah.
It's really good.
What happened to BattleBots? People stopped doing that.
Still on TV.
That was like the best thing you could do with an engineering degree.
Yeah.
Is go on BattleBots.
Yeah. pretty much that's all you could do.
Yeah, well, you could do that, or you work for like a defense contract.
Yeah, you could work for
you work for Honeywell, or you whatever, go on BattleBots.
It's gotten a lot worse though. It's still on TV though. They figured out that the only bot that wins is one that just flips the other bots over.
Yeah.
So every bot is just like a fucking flipper.
Just a poop, poop. Yeah. Okay.
It just is a spatula.
Oh.
It's fucked. My grandpa records every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would make one that's just it's just a fucking remote control car with an iPad on it, and then it and then a speaker behind the iPad,
mm-hmm.
and also a cell phone.
Okay.
So it has the ability to call. And you just drive it. You ignore the other bot. You drive to the facing the operator of your opponent. Child pornography comes up on the screen mm-hmm. of the iPad, and it says, "This man is looking at child pornography," mm-hmm. and it calls the police.
That's really smart.
And then that guy goes to jail for being a fucking pedophile.
Yeah,
and he's raped and murdered in prison.
And then the bot's just sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then I think that if the bot doesn't move for like 10 seconds, you win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as the remote control gets out of range.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's what I would
tricky.
Do. This smart. Fucking faggot's over here trying to flip my pornography, my child pornography bot over.
Yeah,
guess what? It's still illegal when it's upside down. It's still a fucking crime.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, the next generation of battle bots will be mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you're the one looking at child pornography.
What if that's Ukraine's last option?
So
right?
What then you do is you cover yourself in a two-way mirror costume. In fact, I might do that from the beginning.
So you're saying
I'll preempt, yeah.
And then nobody can see at some point the entire thing's made out of mirrors. Nobody sees the actual battle. And then you go back to having a flipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the days of the flipper are gone. That's like the age of sail. It's just completely.
So then it's an endless battle between two child pornographers that have mirrors.
Yeah.
And nobody, it's a stalemate for eternity.
Yeah, just explaining this to your fiance's family when they ask what you went to college for. It's like, Sarah said you have an engineering degree.
Yeah,
have you seen BattleBots?
I went into STEM.
Putting down the four, just explaining. Listen, the salt shaker.
Yeah. Explaining them BattleBots, which at this point is just a
let's say this gravy is child pornography. You're just pouring it all over the table.
Yeah, this turkey is a mirror covering it in turkey.
They're like, Sarah, I don't know about this guy. And you're like, well, from what I hear, you're just eavesdropping. Yeah. Her last boyfriend beat her up and raped her mm-hmm. in college.
And
they're
he's
like,
an
what?
Engineer who went to MIT.
Yeah. And now he works for Lockheed Martin.
Wait, what if Ukraine, because their military is way worse.
The Ukraine.
Yeah. What if they just went full child pornography shield wall around Kiev?
Child pornography is legal in Russia.
It's the most legal thing in the world.
Yeah, it's in their fucking pledge of allegiance.
You forget
allegiance.
They don't have Western morality.
Yeah.
Oh,
they don't. They're a tricky, deceitful people. You learned that firsthand. You know that now.
I learned that from my family being from Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
From Lithuania.
I was thinking of a different, but
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right.
But child pornography, highly illegal in the Ukraine. So guess what? Now everybody in the military is getting arrested, so put in a labor camp.
Arrested by the
Ukraine. Their hands are tied.
And then
and also they can't join NATO anymore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So guess you just won the war for Russia. Nice work.
I fucking hate war, bro. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I hate this war, man. We got to fucking...
Keeps you up at night?
I hate it.
It's going to be over soon. They'll take over Kiev. They'll install some Moscow-friendly guy.
Yeah, some strong man.
Yeah. And then who cares? Nobody will give a fuck in a year.
Yeah. It's like what happened with Crimea, right?
It happened with Georgia. It happened with Crimea.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to fucking care. People don't even care about Afghanistan anymore. This is why people are like, oh, this is going to ruin it for Biden. It's like nobody's going to give a fuck about Afghanistan in 4 months. No one's going to care.
I thought it was badass.
We got six cool videos of people falling from the sky.
That guy trying to hold on to the plane.
It's one of the I love
that
seen.
Like people in like third world shitholes have like cartoon logic. He's gonna hang on like if I run off the cliff, I can keep running. He's
trying to draw a portal to the United States.
Until I hold up the sign saying I'm not actually gonna fall.
I'm gonna hang on to this wing all the way to America.
Yeah.
That's because they're so far away, they're just now getting Looney Tunes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They just have,
that's
a Looney Tunes understanding of physics.
Yeah.
Which is why those people, you know, not to get woke, but it's why they never win a BattleBots. Because they don't understand, like, the concrete.
Can you quit it with your fucking woke bullshit?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, but...
Dude.
You know, there's...
so annoying.
It kind of goes unexplored, but the white and...
You're so blue-pilled.
Asiatic supremacy in BattleBots, it's there's clearly a bias towards Jews and Asians.
It's true.
You know,
that's not fair.
When was the last time a black woman won BattleBots? You look it up. It's just every year.
Yeah,
it's just fucking nothing.
What was the ladies from NASA, the Fences ladies?
Yeah,
Hidden
Figures.
Hidden Figures.
Yeah,
they went over. They started the BattleBots League.
Hmm. BattleBots is dominated by like crews of vatos.
Yeah,
like it's like
really?
Yeah, like 12 person Mexican families.
Yeah,
where the dad.
It's like Fast and the Furious kind of guys that are into like souping up cars.
Yeah. I love that.
I put a flamethrower on a PlayStation.
I love those
that's
guys.
My favorite demographic, dude. And that's why
the
Fast
guys.
And Furious movies, like, you tell people you like them, and then they think you're, like, sitting at home watching. It's like, no, that is one of the best movie-watching experiences, is going to the movie theater with a bunch of, like, Mexican 16-year-olds who work at Best Buy, and how into those movies they get.
Yeah.
It's
their Star Wars.
It's amazing, yeah. They're like, oh my god, no way, that's messed up. Like every scene, like, oh my god, no way, that's messed up. Oh my god, are you serious? That's messed up.
Oh man, those guys love that shit.
Yeah,
but the bad guys in the Fast and the Furious 1 were the Chinese, weren't they?
Yes.
I think it's over. Pretty much all of them, they got a Chinese bad guy.
Sometimes it's fucking, it's British in the last couple.
Oh, it's Statham?
Statham initially as a bad guy.
And then he becomes a good guy.
Because he's the brother.
They love having bad guys become good guys in that franchise.
Yeah.
The Rock was a bad guy.
Yeah, they're just kind of collecting all of them slowly. Yeah.
If you start beef with them, you're going to be in the family within 6 months.
That's kind of
the power of family.
Becoming a villain in those movies.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, what, you get to.
No, in the first one, the bad guys are stealing. They're just like stealing DVD players.
Yeah.
It's
like the big thing. And literally.
Like a DVD player stealing operation.
There's a special, police unit with 100 cops, like,
just
investigating. And they have to send. What's his name? The dead guy.
Paul Walker.
They have to send Paul Walker in to break up this like DVD stealing operation.
Yeah.
They're like, where do they get such nice gear for their cars?
That early 2000s.
Do you remember
idea.
What the final showdown was? It was called Race Wars.
Yeah. Smart.
That was smart.
Yeah, really smart. The early 2000s idea of like organized crime in movies is so sick. Like in The Departed, the microprocessors. So cool, dude.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. You can like see Martin Scorsese writing that movie when you watch it, where they have the meeting and with the Asian guys, and he's like, here's the microprocessors, and I want $1 million.
Yeah.
It's like, of course that's how much money you would write is $1 million.
We watched The Departed in Boston. To get
oh really?
He had to. He fell asleep.
I fell asleep in the last.
And I just
scene.
Stayed up watching the movie I've seen 25 times until 4 in the morning.
I thought about it when I was in Providence, and I said to myself, "When I get home, I'm gonna rewatch The Irishman." And I didn't do it yet, but I might have my afternoon planned out. To that, or maybe trying to squeak an hour in at the Bronx Zoo.
Just drive up there for an hour.
Yeah,
it's one fucking, hour.
I might even.
He's got a pass.
Oh, you
what?
Have? Yeah, I'm
he's a member.
Oh, my God. You're a supporter? You're a friend of the Bronx Zoo?
Very much so. Bronx Zoo is one of the only things I give money to.
Wow.
But you got to... I might get a hotel in the Bronx so I can have... I can really just get in there.
You get it for opening gates.
Because you got to go 2 days at the zoo.
Yeah.
I've tried.
It's like going to Disney.
I've tried too many times. Yeah, you cannot do the Bronx Zoo in a day. You can't. Anyone who says you can is a fucking liar.
What's your animal?
What do you mean, what's my animal?
Like a slot machine.
Literally
what's
all,
your favorite one?
All of them.
Yeah?
All of them, yeah.
Equally?
Yeah.
You're spending time at the lizard thing?
Yes, every type of animal. I love the variety of yes.
You
I
just
love
God's
of.
Creation.
I do, yeah.
Oh, my God.
If I had to pick?
You do. Every other animal goes away, and they multiply this animal.
I guess a mandrill, probably.
What's those that?
It's like they're the baboons with like the painted faces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, those are cool animals to look at.
Is that a monkey-heavy zoo?
Careful Bronx
now.
Zoo?
Careful now.
Well, I didn't say shit.
Okay.
Yeah, the gorillas are like kind of it's like its own section. You have to wait for another line to get in, which is fucking annoying.
The Bronx Zoo
is fucking huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's all these sections and shit. I mean, I mean it when I say I really don't think. I mean, you could do it in a day if you were like, I'm going to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to, like, you know, spend time watching like a fucking giraffe lick another giraffe's legs for like
their
30 minutes and
black.
Be like, these things are fucking insane.
Giraffes are crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you really want to.
They're horses with long ass necks like that.
Yeah.
Black tongues.
When you go see the Kodiak bears, they're fucking slow.
Is it really big ones?
Yeah, they're huge.
Dude, I saw them fighting and fucking.
Yeah.
When I was there.
Yeah.
I saw two bears fucking and then two bears on the side like getting in a fucking brawl.
Yeah. And then when you get into, like, birds, like, you see the cranes and shit, they're really gorgeous. And, like, you can kind of get, you know, you can just get kind of, like, lost in the world of birds. You can't rush it, dude. You can't rush it.
We'll get a hotel on Fordham Road.
What do you mean, we? I'm going by myself. You can come up for day two.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Once I've already gone through of...
Yeah, but then we're going to skip all the stuff you did on day one.
Of course.
If I want to do it, though.
Yeah, we'll just do cleanup. Prairie dogs, fucking hamsters, skinks. We'll take Adam to go see some skinks.
What's that, a slur?
He's like a little fucking... Yeah, it's a little Jewish guy.
Skinks.
He's like,
he's one guy. His name is Skinks.
Here I am.
He's like 2D also.
Yeah, he's a fucking...
He walks like this.
He's a 4-inch Jewish guy.
He's a cartoon.
Hello.
Skinks. Yeah.
It's me.
And he is still a lizard, too.
Yeah, he's a little lizard guy.
He's
Where's my lamp?
He's cold-blooded.
Has anyone seen my lamp? I can't regulate my own body.
He's the genie from Aladdin as well.
Yeah. It's Robin Williams.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Very talented.
Oh.
You know what? You know the story of the what is it? P.T. Barnum's
yeah,
what is it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right. There was just a...
What?
Oh, you know about this?
Huh?
No, you tell Caleb. I'm
yeah, P.T. Barnum just said, oh, you're going to the bathroom again? Okay. No. The P.T. Barnum had a black man with microcephaly that he put in an ape costume and he kept in a cage in his museum here in New York. And he would charge people to go see it and be like, what the fuck is this? Look at this.
That was the question.
Yeah, it's like, what is this? And there's an account from... George Templeton Strong, where I went to go see it, and he just writes like, "Yeah, it's clearly a mentally retarded black man." So it's not like people back then were like, "Oh, it's clearly a mentally retarded black man from Virginia."
Everybody knew exactly what it was. Yeah, okay,
the what is
yeah,
it?
What the hell is this?
It's
thing?
Such a mean name.
I
right?
know.
Did he get paid or did he not? He probably didn't care.
No, he was a slave.
He's eating dog food.
Yeah. But he was a humane type of slave because it was in the North.
Mm.
Right. You
know, he wasn't picking cotton or anything. He was just being pointed at and called a freak. But
yeah, he got a chair.
Right.
It's nice.
By Italian immigrants that couldn't read.
Yeah.
But like, look at this fucking thing. What is this? It looks so stupid.
Microcephaly is the one that gives you a weird head. Yes.
Little pinhead. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's little. The Beetlejuice thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, it was Beetlejuice.
Okay. Well, you know, Beetlejuice is.
So I guess.
Yeah, but Beetlejuice ran for fucking political office.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. What is it? What isn't is it?
Was that his name at some point? Was what? Is yeah.
No, his name was Beetlejuice because he had a tiny head like the guy.
LSTR.
Yeah, because he had a tiny head like the guy in the waiting room in Beetlejuice.
I guess Stern was doing a what is it in the, you know, with the Whack Pack. A
little bit. You know, they had Beat back on recently.
I know. It was emotional.
Dude, he talked about his sister died.
It was really heartwarming.
Yeah.
Like
he's like crying.
When's your sister die? Same time my mom.
Yeah.
August 1934. I love him, dude. He's great.
He's awesome. He's 88 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could probably.
All right. Guys, thank you for listening.
What
to
are
the
we
show.
Doing? A little Chinese food and the Irishman?
I have to go to this wedding, bro.
I thought you went last night.
No, I went to the intro drinks last night.
What?
Yeah, they had not a happy hour, but they had a thing.
This guy sucks. Way too social.
Yeah,
I would like less friends.
You're like a 16-year-old French aristocrat.
Honestly, I would like it if
you always have events.
My only friends
goes
were
to the salon.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a debut this week. I have to be attending.
Yeah, I'm a debutante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you gonna wear to the wedding?
Hoop dress.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with your hair?
I got a wig, but yeah.
Powder wig?
Yeah.
You'd look good in a powdered wig.
And a big old fan. Mm-hmm. You know? Just talk about how I'm wilting in this heat.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Make your lips real small.
I honestly would love to have a 6'3", big fat brick house fucking southern bitch dressed in one of those 1800s dresses. And I just ride around on her back. like the double guitar flame guy from Fury Road.
Yeah.
But I'm just on her back, playing guitar. And
You're not facing the same way she is.
No, I'm
facing
backwards. Yeah.
You're attached to her in a baby Bjorn.
Yeah, right. Yeah. By bungees and shit. And I'm just fucking shredding. And she's like, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's just hot. It's so hot under these flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would love, but I can't have that.
That would be true love, honestly. Mm.
You're just hitting your heels on her back, making bruises the whole time.
You're wearing spurs. Yes,
yeah. You're wearing spurs.
Just cutting her love handles.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Patrick. Everybody, if you want to check. thanks. If you want to check out But Still.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Cameron.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, check out Yeah, it. But Still.
Yeah, But Still, you can find it on Stitcher, Apple, fucking, you know, whatever.
And you're also on the No Jumper.
I'm on No Jumper. I'm Adam 22.
You're Adam 22.
Yeah. No, I interview rapists for a living.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, do you want to plug your show for real?
Yeah, check out Podcast About List. I think we're going on tour. We're announcing it sometime this week. Just tap in, baby.
Yeah.
Where's the tour? What are the dates? Where can you get tickets?
Oh, fuck.
Plugs.
Just
plugs,
go
plugs,
to the
plugs,
go to the
plugs,
okay
plugs,
okay plugs. Okay. Go to the Podcast About List Twitter account. We're doing 12 or 13 cities. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Just look at it. Okay.
If you want to listen to a podcast where it's young men that have a dream, they're excited to record.
We like it. Yeah. Well, sometimes we do an hour 5.
Yeah. Well, we did an hour 6.
Hour 7.
We never reached that.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.